At a formal meal, have you ever wondered which glass of water was yours? Or whether you should say something if someone has a piece of food stuck in his or her teeth? With Minding Your Manners, a podcast hosted by certified etiquette trainer and author Sharon Hill, you will no longer have to question yourself.
Welcome. Thank you for tuning in. On to today's topic, the almighty handshake. Imagine this scenario. You are at a business event, hobnobbing with potential clients and the people to know, when, you just shook hands with a person whose right hand was wet. And I don't mean just wet. It was soggy. Although the person was congenial and professional, admit it, that was a nasty handshake, wasn't it? Think about it. Would you want to do business with that person? If you're like most professionals, your immediate response is, no, you would not like to do business with that person. That's because, as a first impression, a wet handshake seems a bit creepy. Here's another thought. What if you are the person with the wet hands? Do you think people will get a positive first impression of you? Most likely, they too will think, ew! You now have to work twice as hard to remove that negative impression. A wet or sweaty handshake is only one example of a method to emit non-professionalism. No, it's not fair, but remember that the handshake is generally your first opportunity to create a human connection. Nonverbal communication skills are vital to building rapport and establishing effective relationships, and the business handshake involves both nonverbal and verbal gestures. Let's focus on the nonverbal gestures. Here are two types of handshakes to consider. First, there is the tight grip. My goodness, don't you feel like the blood is draining from your arm when someone clamps your hand with their iron-like grip? What sort of an impression does that make? Is that person trying to show dominance, power, intimidation? Secondly, what about the opposite handshake? The dreaded limp, fishy, or weak exchange. Be honest. Do you automatically assume that person is wimpy and insecure? Even worse, do you feel the person doesn't even want to shake your hand? These negative handshakes can apply to both men and women. The ideal handshake is warm and unmemorable. You want people to remember you, not your handshake. Here are my five top tips to help you make a positive impression with your handshake. 1. Maintain eye contact. Move your right hand slowly into the web of another person's hand. How many times do you pump? Pump 2 or 3 times slowly. That's because a slow handshake is considered sincere. 2. Say the person's name out loud and smile. 3. Do your best to keep your hand dry. When you have a cold drink, keep the glass in your left hand to ensure that your right hand is dry. 4. Avoid using your left hand to shake. This is highly discouraged in some countries. 5. Avoid cupping your hand over the person's hand. This is sometimes called the politician's handshake and is considered insincere. If you want to learn more about making a positive impression with your handshake, go to manners@SharonHillInternational.com. I can teach you and your team the mechanics of a positive handshake, the difference between shaking hands with a man or a woman to make them comfortable, the hierarchy of handshakes, secrets to ensure your hands are always dry, nonverbal and verbal skills, and some general do's and don'ts for shaking hands. I can teach you the techniques for people to remember you, not your handshake. I am Sharon Hill, and I will teach you how to make a powerful first impression, even with your handshake.
Thank you for listening to Minding Your Manners. If you have an etiquette question you'd like to have addressed on the show, send an email to manners@SharonHillInternational.com. This podcast is produced by Sharon Hill International. To inquire about sponsorship or to download past episodes, visit us at www.SharonHillInternational.com.